Ever feel like the universe is trying to tell you something, but your brain won't shut up long enough for you to hear it? You're not alone. Trust me on this one. Today on Mystical Minds, we're diving into how to receive divine guidance without second-guessing every damn sign you get. I'd like to welcome you to Mystical Minds, the podcast where magic meets modern life and the metaphysical isn't just possible, it's personal. I'm your host, Allie Thies. I am a psychic, an energy worker, a soul connection specialist, and the former host of Ask Allie, the longest-running spiritual podcast on Apple Podcasts with 19 incredible seasons. And yes, that means 19 years. Over the years, I've written 8 books, including the Gypsy Magic series, Out of Body Ecstasy, Gypsy Girl Guide to Goals, one spicy erotic novel, and a chapter in the best-selling book, Sacred Self, where I shared my insights on creating a bedroom that truly invites love. I've been walking the mystical path since childhood, and now I help others reconnect with their true selves through intuitive readings, soul work, and the safe, sacred space of the Mystical Minds community. This podcast is your invitation to explore the magical, metaphysical, and wildly mysterious side of life. From energy healing to spirit guides, soulmates to sacred rituals, nothing is off limits here. So grab your tea, light a candle, and let's dive into the mystery together. For those of you who have sent me suggestions on having people on this podcast, I thank you, thank you. If you signed up on your own, thank you, thank you. I have been bombarded by schoolwork. In case you don't know, I am in school for my PhD. I'm taking the last of my classes and I start my dissertation this fall, so I will finally be known as Dr. Allie in 2026. And because of the amount of work I've been doing towards my PhD, I haven't had time to go through all the emails and all of the forms that you guys filled out. So please be patient with me. I'm going to start catching up in July because I'll actually have some time to breathe. And I'll be getting back to you. Thank you so much for understanding. So let's get to the card of the week. It doesn't matter if you're listening to this episode today or you're listening to it 5 years from now. Whatever time you come across my podcast and you listen to this episode, this card is for you for the week. All right. I am still using my Guides of the Hidden Realms Oracle because I just love the deck. It is by Colette Baron Reed, and there's a link to it in the show's notes if you would like to check out the deck. All right. Let's see what this week is going to be. It's it's been interesting, hasn't it, energy-wise? Holy crapola. I have not drawn the energy yet for my Mystical Minds group, but I have a sense it's going to be another spicy week. All right, so what card am I drawing for us today? I think I've chose this card before. I don't know if it was for you guys or for something else, but I recognize the card. It is Letting Go of Stories, Surrendering Attachment, Releasing Unconscious Patterns. And this card is green with a little bit of gold in it. And when I pull a card that's mostly green, it deals with the heart chakra. And although the stories we tell ourselves is in our brain, in our mind, they affect very deeply our heart chakra, okay, and how we feel about ourselves and how we feel about the world. So what have you been telling yourself? What kind of story have you given yourself over the years? I bet it's not a great story because most people do not give themselves great stories, which is sad. We tend to throw out there every horrible thing we can possibly think of ourselves. And we think that's true. And it's not true. We usually get these thoughts by the opinions of others. And you know what? You want to know what doesn't count? The opinion of others. And I don't care who the others are. It could be a spouse, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a partner. It could be your mom, your dad, one of your sisters, your BFF since kindergarten. I do not care who they are. All right. And it's not just menopausal Allie talking. Definitely when I reach this stage, I don't care. This is all over Allie telling you not to care. And I wish I didn't give a crap in my 30s and 40s because would life look different for me now if I didn't give a crap? Probably. Do I have any regrets? No. But start doing that today, not giving a crap. Okay? Don't give a crap. Tell yourself a brand new story, one that is positive, uplifting, okay, and focused on good things. Tell yourself good stories. Something that can help you tell good stories, I hope, is the mystical item of the week, and it is an oral deck. Oracle, an oral deck, like an oral, like talking? No, it's an oracle deck, like the one I just used. Pick a deck out for you that resonates and pull a daily card for divine messages, signs, and gentle spiritual nudges when you need them the most. All right. So let's hop into our main topic, how to receive guidance without overthinking it. And you know, I have overthought signs for a long, long time. And when you keep asking the same question over and over again, guides do not like it. Oh, they do not. And then they start giving you conflicting answers. But the universe, our spirit guides, the higher self, the divine, whatever you call it, whatever you resonate with, they are sending you messages. But since most of us overthink, the overthinking part acts like spiritual static. So, for instance, if you were around my age, which is, I can't even believe I can say this, 58, you will remember when we only had three channels on the TV. Yep. And everything else was static, and TV went off the air at midnight. You had the little, what was it? It was the Star Spangled Banner, I think, went off. The flag was flying, and then TV was out. And then you had static all night long. That kind of static is what's in your brain, messing with you receiving the advice, the answers, the nudges that the powers that be are trying to give you. All right. Most intuitive hits, they're quiet. They're kind of like a tap on the shoulder, not a punch, not a punch in the shoulder. It's a tap on the shoulder, and they're very quick. Overthinking can happen when we expect fireworks instead of whispers. All right. Common ways overthinking can show up in a spiritual practice: doubting the first sign you get and asking for another, as I mentioned earlier, that really pisses off the powers that be. Pulling card after card, hoping for a different answer. Every answer you're going to get is not one you're going to like because the powers that be are screwing with you because you dare to ask again. Googling every number, symbol, or dream and getting lost in all the interpretation. Maybe you're doing the "Is this my intuition or am I making this up?" syndrome. You're not making it up. The truth. If you have talked to yourself into or out of it, you're in your head and not in your heart. So I want you to think of a time you got a gut feeling. You ignored it and later regretted it. That was your intuition trying to tell you, hey, could you listen to me, please? It was always right there and it was trying to tell you something. So, how are we going to shift from head to heart, right? The mind solves problems. That's where all our problem solving goes. The heart receives wisdom. To open the intuitive channel, you must shift from analyzing everything to allowing. We have to allow the information to come in. Grounding practices to reduce some overthinking before spiritual work. A, you can breathe deeply. Try the 4-7-8 method where you inhale for 4, hold for 7, and exhale for 8. And if you go hard on the exhale for 8, okay, when you exhale, it is going to help your vagus nerve, which helps with stress and your cortisol. It's good for de-stressing. All right. Place your hands over your heart and ask, what am I feeling right now? Give yourself pause and let the answer rise. Do not rush it. There's always the stream of consciousness journaling. Set a timer for 5 minutes. Don't stop writing, even if it's a, I don't know what to write moment. This is, I also call this a brain dumping method, where everything that's just there, just, it's kind of like you vomit it up. They're vomit words. But the stream of conscious journaling really can help. All right. And you have to practice the one and done method. Ask once, accept the answer that arrives, stop testing it with 15 more signs. All right. Intuition doesn't require evidence. It requires trust. If it resonates instantly, that's your inner yes. We consistently can get answers that we don't want to resonate with because we don't like the answers. Well, you know what? If you haven't noticed, life isn't all unicorn farts and rainbows. It's not. You know, we're not here for a here is everything for you life. We're here to work for things. We're here, yeah, to struggle. We're here to have WTFs, lots of moments of them. But if we don't learn and grow, then guess what's going to happen? In our next lifetime, we're going to repeat the same dang lessons, and they're going to be more difficult. I don't know about you, but I do not want to relive anything from this lifetime. I have made it a point to learn my lessons. Okay, so try this energetic refrain. Stop trying to figure it all out. What if the next step only appears after you take the first? So you got to take a step, and then something else arrives. And then you take another step, and something else arrives. You know, if the powers that be gave us the whole timeline and all the different steps we need to take to get to where we need to be, I'm going to bet for most people, it's going to be extremely overwhelming. I know it would be for me. I don't want to look at all that and go, oh my God, I got to do what? I got to do what in 3 years? Oh, hell no. Well, I say that I'm not going to complete anything that's before that point, right? And I'll be complaining about it. It's something I want is not happening. So let's receive without interrogating the powers that be or ourselves. Overthinking thrives on urgency. Intuition thrives on stillness. Receiving spiritual guidance is a practice. It's not a performance. Something to help you support some clear reception is you can light a candle and say, I am ready to receive with ease, clarity, and trust. Remember to not light that candle and then walk away. And also remember to have that in a fireproof type of holder. Okay. You can use some stones like fluorite, which is great for mental clarity, or celestite, which is a gentle connection to the spirit. You can hold that, maybe walk around with it, maybe have a pendant made out of it. You can create a dedicated receiving space. All right, area. Even if it's just a chair or a corner with calming energy. So say you only have a corner. In this corner, you have a nice chair. Maybe you have a little stand next to it. Put some amethyst sitting there, some amethyst for calming energy. Maybe the celestite for the gentle connection for the spirit. And that's where you go to receive your answers. And again, don't expect thunderbolts. Often the guidance comes to us as a quiet knowing, a synchronicity, a lyric, a phase, a thought that sticks in our head. And please stop judging the answer. Just because it's unexpected doesn't mean it's wrong. And spirit doesn't owe us the outcome we want. It brings us what we need to grow. You know, many, who's out there beeping their horn? Can you guys hear that? Don't interrupt me. there was a moment when it came for going after my PhD. I have, as I say, hem-hawed over it for, it was a good 10 years. Yeah, 10 years. That could have been done 10 years ago had I just listened to myself and the powers that be. But I stopped asking. I stopped drawing cards. I stopped doing my pendulum. I just stopped asking about the PhD. And I'll be damned if the one day it didn't become abundantly clear without hesitation that that is the path I need to take. And that path, and this answer, this answer came to me. Some of you may remember I used to drive a school bus. This came to me at the first day of the new school year of 2021. Now, the first day of any school year is it's fucked. I'm sorry. I don't care what school system you're in. I don't care where you're at. It's very chaotic, especially if your school offers school buses to take your kids to and from school. It's very chaotic the first day, especially the first 2 weeks. But this first day was the absolute worst day I have ever had in my life when it came to work and or I just happened to be driving a school bus that day, so my work as a school bus driver. But it was my worst day ever on a day of work ever. All right, and I was 54. Well, 54, yeah, 54 years old at that time. That's I started working when I was like 7 or 8, doing stuff around the neighborhood. So I've done a lot of things for a lot of years, and when that day stood out as the worst day I have ever had in my life, I thought to myself, "Oh hell no, I cannot keep doing this." So I went straight home after that horrible day. I got home about 7 p.m., went looking for a PhD program, and that's when I found my PhD program at Saybrook University that I had looked at before and didn't do. But now they offered a mind body PhD, and I'm like, that is so me. And here I am. So stop. Stop. Expecting an answer immediately all the time, expecting the answer that you want. Just stop and allow it to come to you. So, the message you needed to hear. This is when you pull a card, or maybe you channel an intuitive message for yourself. And if you do this for a living, maybe you pull it for the collective. Like we have the card we have for this week, letting go of stories. Stop telling yourself the crappy ass stories. It's that simple. You deserve better, right? There's a difference between waiting. Waiting says I don't trust yet. Aligning says I'm trusted, I'm ready. Some journal prompts for the week if you like the journal. One, what message did I receive that I keep ignoring? Two, what would happen if I trusted it even without proof? Okay, again, we always go for the bad thing. Let's go for the good thing. All right. So this is a practice for you. Let's try this each morning, or if you get up in the afternoon like I do, each afternoon, this week. Light a candle. Again, make sure a fireproof container. Take three deep breaths, the 4-7-8 method I mentioned earlier, and ask either out loud or to yourself, what do I need to know today? Write down the first word, phrase, or feeling that comes. And for the love of Pete, do not analyze it. Just carry it with you throughout your day. All right? Do this every day until next Monday when we meet again. And you're going to notice a difference. You really will. But like anything, this takes consistency. All right? It takes practice. And guys, that's a wrap on this episode of Mystical Minds. I hope I have sparked something inside of you, a memory, a knowing, a nudge from your soul. If you loved what we explored today, please don't keep it from yourself. Please don't keep it to yourself. There we go. Share this episode with someone who needs a little magic in their life. If you're craving more, come over and join the Mystical Minds group. It's a safe, sacred space to explore everything from energy work to soul connections, intuition, spirit guides, and more. You'll find support, community, and your people. And in July, I'm getting to work on the free section of Mystical Minds. So if you're already part of it, please stay with us because there is some stuff to come. And if you walk the metaphysical path and would love to share your wisdom on this podcast, whether you're an energy worker, intuitive, a healer, or just somebody with a wild spiritual story, I'd love to hear from you. I am currently booking new guests. Remember, I'm getting caught up on it. The link is below in the show's notes. And while you're at it, don't forget to sign up for the weekly newsletter while you're at my website for more tips. You can also book a private reading or a soul session with me anytime at Out of Body Ecstasy. I've got you whether you're seeking clarity, healing, or a deeper connection to your soul path. And until next time, everyone, stay grounded, stay curious, and remember, endless possibilities, infinite you.